I want to remind you, today is the last day to vote in the runoff election. Yes, indeed. We have in the state of Georgia, amongst others, some people who are really, really concerned about who will serve as Secretary of State and oversee the handling of our election process. And we have someone who is running for Public Service Commissioner. We have some concerns about that. Today is the last day to vote in the runoff election. So remember, polls are open till 7 p.m. If you want to do it during your lunch break, that'll work for you. Those who work the later shifts, if you haven't made it, you know, you have a little while before you go to work, or you're going to be getting off work fairly soon, however it works for you, remember, today is the last day. We gave those reminders previously about early runoff voting. And so today is the last day, the day for the runoffs. All right. There's still time for many. So remember, do what you need to do to put that in your memory bank. I know a lot of times we truly can get so busy, have so much on our minds that we can just forget. And it's not that we don't care. We genuinely forget because we have so much on our minds. I want to encourage you, start using those calendars. Whether you use electronic calendars and you're keeping your smartphone handy, is with you almost all the time or all the time, and you use the calendar in there, or you go old school, buy one of the calendars that you flip open and you write the information in. They're still good. They still work. So do what you need to do to take some of that pressure off your brains. And I do mean that literally. Take some of that pressure off your brains. There is a lot going on, and we have a lot more opportunities to be stressed because of some of the stressors that are being poured into our lives, and that makes it harder to remember so much. This just doesn't have to do with just older age. It has to do, I'm not saying it, that's not part of it. I'm simply saying there are a number of factors that can contribute to the difficulty, the challenge in remembering and recalling. And it really is a good idea, even in the best of times, to take some of that pressure off the brain, off the mind, by writing it down, recording it somewhere, and referring back to your calendar. Again, whether it be an electronic calendar or a print calendar. All right, so again, where did that come from? My reminder to you that today is the last day to vote in the 2018 runoff election. All right, now, here we go. We're still helping our children become great athletes. I mentioned to you the importance of the mindset of the guardians, particularly as it impacts the mindset of the children. Here's the thing. Parents and coaches, notice this now, parents and coaches, or the guardians and the coaches, need to be keenly aware of the challenges and the problems we talked about. Overuse, doing too much, doing it too often. By the way, proper mindset. Sometimes we can take a break from something that we really enjoy doing, and the breaks can help us continue to enjoy it. Sometimes we can get caught up in this cycle where we just keep doing something. You know, we start doing something because, this is a challenge and I think I'd like it. We begin to develop some skill, and the more skillful we become at it, the more we like it, the more we enjoy it. And so we begin to do it more because we want to become even more skillful and because we want to experience that joy, that happiness that we experience when we're engaging in that activity. Whether it's a sport, whether it's playing an instrument, you name it. Time goes on and we may want to say, you know what, I've got to be the best. And some people get to the point where they're not so much trying to improve on what they've been doing. They're working hard to improve on what everyone else who's doing the same thing has been doing. They want to be number one in their field, in their area. And in order to get to be number one, they began to push themselves harder than they should. That can actually take some of the fun out of it. Remember, this should be just as much about fun as it is about skill. Yeah, because the two are not necessarily exclusive. You can have fun along the way and still be developing your skill along the way. Teach your children that. They don't have to make this thing something, and they shouldn't make this activity, this sports activity, something that consumes them so much of their life, so much of their time, that it begins to consume them, even if they don't realize it on a conscious level. Tell them, hey, look, I want you to take breaks. So listen, guardians and coaches need to be aware, keenly aware, of the challenges and the problems that our young athletes can face. They need to listen and pay close attention to complaints from our young athletes. Relying on over-the-counter pain and anti-inflammatory medicine so that they can continue participating is not a good idea ever. Oh, okay. You said that you're hurting here, you're hurting there. All right. I tell you what we do. We're going to get you some Advil, or we're going to get you some Relieve, or no, that's not the answer. They need to be checked out by a professional who can determine exactly what's going on so that the right response can be given. Here's one of the things that these experts say, these experts being the co-authors of this book, Sharkey Zartman, volleyball player, excellent volleyball player, and Dr. Robert Weil. Make sure that persistent soreness or pain complaints are given proper attention. They're coming to you several times. They've come to you several times and say, hey, this, I'm experiencing soreness in this part of my body. I'm experiencing pain in this part of my body. Don't say, let me just give you a little bit more of this painkiller. No. Sharkey tells her parents all the time that using pain meds in order to help the child stay in the game means you've crossed the line, and you, as the guardian or the coach, need to back off. Proper rest and proper recovery are what are needed. Now, that's not to say that no medication should be part of the picture. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is the medication should not be the end-all, be-all. Sometimes it really is about rest, recovery. Yes. Because we want to take proper care of our children, and we want them to grow up accepting the fact that our physical bodies have physical limitations which should not be ignored. All right. Back in a few.